watch YouTube, you know, the Michael Griffin high school highlights film. So I keep trying to tell Coach, let me get a little offensive plays and stuff. We ain't got to run in the game. I just want to know we got to play in the playbook. So, you know, I try to show the coaches a little something. They can probably put a play in there one day. I told them I'm not getting younger. I'm getting older by the, you know, week. So hopefully they give me an opportunity on offense.
Do you have a name for that little move you put on there at the end of the run at the touchdown?
No, I'm just trying to get in the end zone. I wasn't trying to be flashy or nothing. It was just natural action. I wasn't trying to, you know,
you guys,
disrespect nobody, and then I'm just, you know, just trying to get in the end zone.
You guys just shut them down. Just took it to them.
I mean, we just came out, you know, we fight for home field advantage. We know next week it really doesn't mean too much, you know, but we need to go back and watch the film. I don't think we played a perfect game. There was some instances here and there where we, you know, we could have got off the field, but, you know, we just got to celebrate this and realize we got home field advantage. But going into that first playoff game, we got to come out there the same way we left off this game.
Is this the best defense in the league right now?
The key to getting this thing going, you know, we had to jump on them quick. And we had to play to the end. If you see a lot of that film, Pittsburgh's won at the end of the game. So we knew that we had to stay on them, and we couldn't stop or have a letdown. We had to continue to play throughout the game.
He holds on to that football, doesn't he?
I mean, he's a great quarterback. You know, he buys himself time. He's a scrambler, but he also has a good arm. And, you know, he was making plays as he was scrambling. So it's kind of hard when, you know, you go out and rewatch film and you know what the routes they're running. But as soon as you scramble, you know, you're just basically playing chase with the receiver. So you just got to give Ben a lot of credit for buying himself some time and making plays.
Did it bother you that people weren't picking you guys? You're on your own home field. A lot of people weren't picking you. Did it bother you?
No, not really, because, you know, it started in the beginning of the season like that. And, you know, we lost a game against the Texans, so, you know, it's a great football team also. And, you know, to lose a game like that and then to come in and know that your back is against the wall, both teams back against the wall by home field advantage, you know, you just got to go with who the number one defense is and just go from there. But, you know, as a team, we all stuck together. We went out there and put some great things on film, and we still have some corrections, but we need to start off where we left off in the playoffs.
Are you guys the best in the league right now?
What did we prove today? Really, I don't think we proved anything. I think we just, you know, we settled some things, which was who has home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I don't think we necessarily proved anything. We put some nice things on film. Give credit to the D-line, especially Jason Jones. He stepped his game up, and I told him at the beginning of the week, this is an opportunity for you to get on film and show the coaches what you got, show the other teams what you got, and just show that, you know, that you're a great player, and this is why we drafted you. So I think he played a great game, and I got to give my front four, you know, A-plus the way they played today.